This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you're getting one of these big NFL contracts. And even if you're not, I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. That's a consolation, right? This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We got Sam Darnold going to Seattle. We got Justin Fields going to the New York Jets. We got the Patriots solidifying their defense. We got the Bears working on their offensive line. Man, and even when we were sitting here on Friday, Geno Smith moved. We got DK Metcalf. This guy moved. We got Myles Garrett. He decided to stay. Cleveland Browns are paying him a lot of money to change his mind. We got a lot to talk about, and we'll get into all of the big moves that took place here today and over the weekend. Mike DeFabo is going to join us from The Athletic. Of course, we're going to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers now that they brought in DK Metcalf, now that they traded Kenny Pickett to the Browns. Yeah, that's some big news that took place today. Is Aaron Rodgers next? What happens to Russell Wilson? Mike DeFabo is going to join us in a few hours to talk Steelers, and then we're going to have a chat with Super Bowl 50 champion, Notre Dame alum, television all over the place. Ryan Harris is going to join us next hour to talk about some of the biggest moves that have taken place here in the NFL. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online all over the place. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Happy Monday. And welcome back, super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Hey, Ryan, how are you, man? You good?
Good, JR. Good to be back with you, man. Missed you the last few days.
Yeah, who you telling? Happy that you're here, man. What a day. I mean, we sat here on Friday, and I know you were the show. You were here, what is it, Thursday and Friday, right? Correct? You did your show?
Overnight show, yes, sir. Thursday, Friday.
Right. And so, just so much news. We were here Friday night. We were literally talking about DK Metcalf being traded, and 5 minutes later, Geno Smith was the one who got traded out to Las Vegas over the weekend. DK Metcalf is being moved to the Steelers, and then we got more moves today. And we said on Friday, Sam Darnold was going to have some choices when it came down to free agency. God bless Sam Darnold. This man decided to go out there and take the money. 3 years, $100 million from the Seattle Seahawks. He has $55 million guaranteed. We all know about the great year that Sam Darnold had last season with the Minnesota Vikings until he stunk at the end. Laid an egg against the Detroit Lions with an opportunity to clinch the NFC North and then got smacked around by the Rams in the first round of the postseason. But despite that, Sam Darnold had a career year, 4,300 yards passing, 35 touchdowns to go along with 12 interceptions. If somebody not named Sam Darnold, you know what? Forget it. Anybody who puts up those numbers every single year Damn it, they're going to the Pro Bowl every season. They go into the playoffs every single season. Damn it, if you could put up 35 touchdowns to approximately 10 interceptions every year, you do it for long enough, you just might go into the Hall of Fame. But this is Sam Darnold. This is a man who, I'll say it again, I'm putting emphasis on this for a reason. He won 14 games last year for the Minnesota Vikings until the end, and he kind of unraveled and fell apart. What the hell is he going to do in Seattle? What the heck is Sam Darnold going to do when Addison isn't there and Jones isn't there in the backfield and you don't have Justin Jefferson and Hawkins? What is Sam Darnold going to do in Seattle? I'm happy for the man. He's going to make about $33 million, $34 per. Good for him. I'd be surprised if Minnesota decided to give him that amount of money, and not necessarily per year, but for the amount of time, 3 years. And we know these NFL contracts are a lot of funny money. If Sam Darnold sucks after a year or two, Seattle will go ahead and pull the plug. We may not see Sam Darnold throwing the football as a starting quarterback for the Seahawks in 3 years. We probably will not see it. And I know you still have Jaxon Smith-Njigba. When I look at the running backs, I kind of go, is Kenneth Walker going to stay healthy? You still have Charbonnet there. I understand the weapons that are there. But this ain't Minnesota. And I mean, damn it, it was reported that Geno Smith was offered this same contract. And Geno Smith said no. And so when the news came down, and it didn't come down via X because Twitter and X was basically been broken all damn day long, it was pretty apparent to not just myself, but everybody else. Is this really an upgrade? Going from Geno Smith to now Sam Darnold. It's like taking the same test twice and walking away with a D both times. I'm just being honest. Ain't nobody looking at that Sam Darnold going to Seattle and going, oh my God, now all of a sudden they're Super Bowl contenders. I think they'll lose less games. I think they will win less games. I think they'll lose more next season. They went 10-7. They might be looking at a 500 or 9 games. I know you can't get an equal 500 anymore, but 10-7, I would be shocked if they were, especially given the state and status of Seattle's offensive line. We'll get to that in a minute. Because Twitter sucked today, didn't work, it was broken. Elon Musk said that they have been attacked. Their servers have been attacked. Tiki, you didn't do it, did you?
No, sir. Not smart enough to attack that.
Okay, I don't know how to attack a server either. I have no idea.
Outside of just a baseball bat going there and destroying it, I don't know either.
Yeah, no clue. That'd be a good idea to break some servers. But I think it's all connected something. Now, anyway, Hickey and I don't know about computers enough. But Twitter was down. And Ian Rappaport, he was on the NFL Network, and he talked about Sam Darnold going from a good situation to a lesser one to go get the money.
Sources tell the insiders that Sam Darnold is closing in on a deal to land with the Seattle Seahawks. Traded Geno Smith a couple days ago, now expected to land Sam Darnold, according to me, Mike, and Tom. This is a deal that should land 3 years, close to $100 million. And look, Sam Darnold has been the favorite for the Seahawks for some time. Ever since they traded Geno, all eyes have shifted there. And for Darnold, this is really the perfect storm. Seattle has needed a quarterback. They have always liked him. He is, I would say, obviously younger than Geno, and certainly someone who put his best football on the field being coached by the Vikings and Kevin O'Connell and Wes Phillips and the entire Viking staff last year. The Seahawks have seen it. They have watched him grow. They have seen the best football, and he is now expected to be their quarterback.
Yeah, Sam Darnold, he has grown. He has. I mean, is there anywhere up you can go when you play for the New York Jets? Isn't that the case? I want to say this poor man, but he's not. This man was selected third overall by the Jets in 2018. He was famously getting his ass beat so bad playing for the New York Jets and against Bill Belichick and the Patriots that at one point in time, Sam Darnold said that while he was out there on the field, he saw ghosts. Is like, what quarterback says that they see ghosts? Well, at least Sam Darnold is used to it. He was sacked 48 times last year. 48 times he was sacked playing for Minnesota, a team that won 10 games. Next year in Seattle, I don't know if things are going to be any better. Geno Smith was sacked just about the same amount of times, 50, with less weapons. And Sam Darnold, you heard how he has improved? Good luck. He's going to need it. Just last season with Minnesota, he explained why he is getting or has gotten better. Listen.
You're dealt the cards that you're dealt, and I feel like I always felt like, whether it was with the Jets and with the Panthers or even last year in certain situations in San Francisco, when I got out there on the field, I always feel like I can play better. I always feel like I can do a better job. And for me personally, it's okay. How can I look at every single situation and grow from it?
Wow. This is not growth. The only growth here for Sam Darnold is his bank account. Like, there's not a damn else thing that's going to be wrong for Sam Darnold, because Seattle, I'm really, let's be honest, they're going to stink. This is like two people getting together because they had no other options. This is like I'm not going to say the last two people. These are like two people getting together and saying, hey, let's go to prom, because they know nobody else is going to ask. Like, no legitimate team is going to pick up Sam Darnold, think that they're going to get a title or a championship. Seattle really had a choice between giving this money to Geno Smith. He didn't want it, and so they got Sam Darnold. In another 2 years, and it may be a year, Seattle will be ready to dump this guy. Ultimately, the Seattle Seahawks are going to look for a future quarterback. Now, I'm not stupid. I'm not born yesterday. I'm not that dumb. Is there a chance and an opportunity that Sam Darnold succeeds with Seattle? Yeah, of course. I don't know. Maybe he goes out there and throws another 35 touchdowns. Is it likely? No. Is it a possibility? Yes. Of course it is. He also reunites with Clint Kubiak, who he has a little bit of experience with. And he was playing for the 49ers, of which he ultimately was a backup until he got a chance to play sparingly at the end of a season 2 years ago. And so congratulations to Sam Darnold. Getting the money in Seattle that Geno Smith did not want. Congratulations to Sam Darnold for being, I guess, the most highly coveted quarterback here on the board. Now we wait. Now that Geno Smith has landed in Las Vegas, now that Sam Darnold has landed in Seattle, Russell Wilson is looking for a job, Aaron Rodgers is looking for a job. We know Stafford stayed in Los Angeles. And for anybody, I don't know, looking for a chance or an opportunity, there's been quite a few doors closed. Stafford staying with the Rams. Hickey, what happens? Russell Wilson says the only place I get to start, I can whoop Anthony Richardson's ass. That's what happens, huh? That or the Jets. Not the Jets, the Giants, right?
You talk about, you know, kind of lights coming on late at night, no, you know, very few options. Russ is kind of looking at that. Yeah, that's one where that seems like the only two. Probably the Giants, just to be that desperate. Not good.
Yeah, Russell Wilson is going to have to play for the Giants or the Colts if he wants to start. Good luck to him. He can say, damn, I play for the Giants. I know it's my job, or I go to the Colts. And I also know it's my job because Anthony Richardson might tap out or get hurt. What a world. What a world. The quarterback carousel continues to roll and move around. And now we just wait for the biggest names. What happens with Aaron Rodgers? What happens with Russell Wilson? And we already know what took place with Justin Fields. Justin Fields is on his way to the New York Jets, and the Steelers are down a QB. I guess the Steelers are going to have no choice but to go ahead and grab Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk about that later on in the show. There's been so much movement. Laramie Tunsil is heading to the Commanders. The Texans have traded him to Washington to help protect Jaden Daniels. We talked about Metcalf
going to the Steelers. Who's going to go out there and throw him the ball? Is it his old teammate, Russell Wilson? I told you about Myles Garrett. He decides he's going to take a lot of money to stay in Cleveland. I guess that nice letter, obviously it didn't work to trade him. Kirk Cousins is still trying to get out of Atlanta. And we got the Patriots picking up guys like Spillane and Carlton Davis. They're doing some work. Milton Williams is there. We got a lot to discuss here over the next 4 hours. I told you, Mike DeFabo is going to join us from The Athletic to talk about the Steelers and their options. A Super Bowl champion, Ryan Harris, is going to join us next hour to talk about all of these big moves. And so we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll get into Justin Fields. We'll talk about what he will look like with the New York Jets and what type of contract he got. But then also on the other side of the break, I have to share with you some terrible news coming from Major League Baseball spring training. It involves the New York Yankees. One of their superstars is going to be out for the entire season. What a way. I feel like all the Yankees are hurt. We haven't even got to the regular season yet. I'll tell you who it is on the other side. We'll get to more football. We are just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Amongst all of the NFL talk that we have going on, we're going to get into a guy who's going to be making his debut in New York, in New Jersey for the Jets. He'll be doing that later on this year. That man's name is Justin Fields. Unfortunately, there's a man who's already found a lot of success in New York who will be unavailable for the entirety of the 2025 season, and that man's name is Gerrit Cole. Just came down the line. It was just announced a few minutes ago that Gerrit Cole is going to miss this entire season with Tommy John surgery. He talked about discomfort in his elbow. Upon the start of spring training with the New York Yankees, Gerrit Cole missed a good portion to begin last season with an elbow issue. So not really that big of a surprise that Gerrit Cole is going to be unavailable. So the six-time All-Star with the New York Yankees, he won the Cy Young back in 2023. He was a part of the Yankees team that obviously went to the World Series last season and lost to the Dodgers. Gerrit Cole is gone for the entire year, and he has been just a model of consistency for the New York Yankees outside of last year when he started to have some elbow issues, some arm issues. They basically said that he was overworked and he needed to kind of slow down and stop. So he avoided surgery last year, but not this go around. And historically, throughout the course of his career, whether it was with the Yankees, of which he got started in 2020, or his brief time in Houston, or he got started as a young pitcher in Pittsburgh. This guy goes out and eats up 200 innings. That's what he does. When he won a Cy Young a couple of seasons ago, 209 innings. And even last season, despite his injury and missing a lot of time, Gerrit Cole still ate up 95 innings. And so the New York Yankees, they're going to have to find somebody to go ahead and do that. Now, the course that the Yankees take, we'll see. We know earlier in the offseason, or spring training, I should say, there was a whole talk about Marcus Stroman and where he goes and how does he fit into the rotation. Well, damn it, you don't got to worry about that now. Carlos Rodon has been an ace, although he's been a little bit of a pinata with Yankee fans. They just signed Max Fried from the Atlanta Braves. They still have Clark Schmidt, and it's the New York Yankees. I know they're not the Dodgers right now, but would anybody be surprised if they found someone, some prospect or some big name that they could just go ahead and snatch and steal from another team? Wouldn't shock me. It's the Yankees. 855-212-4227. I think they'll still make the postseason. They got enough offensive weapons to do so. The Yankees will ultimately be fine. But not having a Cole out there should make for some adventurous starts throughout the course of the season. Hickey, how do you think the Yankees will fare with this man out the rest of the season?
I agree in the sense I think they'll make the playoffs. The AL is pretty shallow. They may not win the division with what the Red Sox did this offseason, but the AL is shallow enough to where I don't think there are six other teams better than them, so I think they'll make it. But in terms of like World Series contention, that's where I think you can kind of throw this out the window now with their rotation that they have. It's good they got Max Fried. That contract looks a lot better now with this injury, but he's going to be your frontline guy. There's not much depth or proven consistent depth behind him. The Yankees already had a big loss offensively with Juan Soto, and they really had no other offense outside of Soto and Judge last year. They took some gambles, you know, with Cody Bellinger and Paul Goldschmidt that are just question marks right now. We'll see. Can they kind of get back to some of their old forms? Bellinger a little bit better than Goldschmidt, but they're a playoff team. I think that's really about it. Maybe they can win a series. But I think kind of right now their ceiling is the ALCS, and that's just honestly mostly because the AL does not have a ton of great teams right now. One of the thorns in their side and the Astros kind of going, you know, seem like taking a step back and rebuild. Yeah, this Cole news sucks. You can throw the World Series out the window.
Yeah, they're throwing Altuve out in left field for the most part down in Houston. Yeah, the reason why I'm not prepared to even give it a thought too much about the World Series is we haven't even gotten to the regular season yet. So the New York Yankees somehow, some way, and this is the case, they still have they have more spring training to get through. We have the entire summer to get through before they start thinking about a trade deadline. And so the Yankees roster and team that we see right now in March as Gerrit Cole gets ready for his Tommy John surgery, I'd be shocked and surprised if it was anywhere close to the roster that we'll get later on this year. So whether or not they pick up a Sandy Alcantara from Miami, whether they get Cease, we've been hearing trade rumors for, I feel like, the past forever. Yankees, and then every now and then the Yankees find some guy that we've never heard of. So it really hurts for them not to have Heal, and now they're also going to miss Gerrit Cole. World Series, I mean, I feel like I want to give it away to the Dodgers anyway. It doesn't matter who comes out of the AL. Let's get through the year. The Yankees are always good for a surprise move or two. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. One move today. Not going to call this one a surprise, not by any stretch of the imagination. Gerrit Cole is getting ready to lay down on the operating table. Meanwhile, another team that represents New York, although they play in New Jersey, the New York Jets, they're adding Justin Fields. Good for them. Good for him. Justin Fields, a 2-year contract, $40 million. Last year, he was holding down the fort for the Pittsburgh Steelers at the quarterback position before Russell Wilson was healthy enough to come back and play. Russell Wilson, being the NFL old man that he is, he had a calf injury. He had a calf injury that pretty much lingered all throughout training camp into the regular season. And now Russell Wilson is looking for a job, and Justin Fields has his. Congratulations and good luck throwing a ball to another alum of the Ohio State University and Garrett Wilson. Who the hell else he throws the ball to? Him and Breece Hall? I have no idea. But Justin Fields gets a job. He knows that he's a starter. There is no competing with Russell Wilson. I don't know what backyard quarterback the New York Jets will decide to bring in, but Justin Fields is going to get the chance and the opportunity to go out here and start. And God bless him. He was over here putting up photos of coffee, hanging out in Dubai earlier today. And then later on, he got moved. This is Tom Pelissero on the NFL Network talking about the New York Jets adding Justin Fields.
The Jets have a new quarterback. It is Justin Fields, as Ian and I just reported. He is headed to New York on a 2-year deal worth $40 million, including $30 million guaranteed, negotiated by his agent, David Mulugeta of Athletes First. This has been a fluid situation in recent days. The Steelers were continuing to make a push and see whether they potentially could get Fields back in Pittsburgh. But the Jets had shown strong interest from the time the negotiating window opened just a couple of hours ago.
Yeah, now they got a quarterback. The Jets have moved on from Aaron Rodgers. And now they've gone and gotten themselves a 25-year-old prospect. And look, the Jets are going to get a couple of cracks. This new team, led by Aaron Glenn. This iteration of the Jets with Joe Douglas gone and also Rob Saleh gone, they're going to get a couple of cracks at quarterback. And Justin Fields, well, he's not the worst. Not the best, but he's not the worst, and there's still some upside here. And so when he saw what he did last year, can he continue to improve as a passer? You would think so. And then having existing camaraderie, hopefully tapping into Garrett Wilson, like I said, at Ohio State, you would hope and cross your fingers if you're a Jets fan. Once they get into the draft and bring in some other veteran wide receivers, that hopefully he can improve as a passer. This is Justin Fields from back in 2020 at Ohio State talking about how great of a player Garrett Wilson is.
He's doing what he's always done, and that's just ball out. I mean, from the second he got here at Ohio State, he's been balling out. The first spring he came in, I remember he was making crazy plays. So, you know, the coaches saw his potential. I mean, I know the players saw what he could do on the field. I mean, he does it all the time in practice. So y'all are just seeing what he does all the time.
Well, we've seen what he's been able to do for the New York Jets, being a consistent weapon for a team that has just stunk. Garrett Wilson looks like one of the latest guys to look at the Jets, look at his situation, look at the standings, and just say, man, I don't want to be here. The New York Jets do have some questions when it comes down to their future. Do they want to offer and extend Garrett Wilson a long-term contract? Do they want to go ahead and do the same thing with Sauce Gardner? Like, the New York Jets have options. And now that they've brought on Justin Fields, maybe this will make Garrett Wilson feel a little happier. I mean, you can ask around and talk to folks. When it comes to the general public, people can't necessarily stand Aaron Rodgers. When it comes to the media, oh yeah, he's ripe for criticism. I'm specifically talking about in New York. But inside of the locker room of the New York Jets, it seems the players didn't mind him at all. Not one bit. But Justin Fields is younger. He's more athletic. Is he on the same trajectory career-wise of Aaron Rodgers? Hell no. But the New York Jets, they're going to get more than one crack at this quarterback thing. And if Fields doesn't work, they will give him the boot. They will suck. And then they'll start over by trying to find a guy in the draft. That's just the reality. I can't see Fields having a year better than, I don't know. Can he throw 20 touchdowns without giving away the ball 20 times? I mean, we're going to find out. Last year for Pittsburgh, 5 touchdowns in the air to 1 interception, 5 touchdowns on the ground, along with almost 300 rushing yards. The New York Jets offense is going to be much more dynamic than it's been in the past. Let's go ahead and put it that way. But the New York Jets, they'll still be hanging out under 500. You think about the AFC East, are they going to be better than the Patriots? Milton Williams, they've added Rob Spillane, Carlton Davis to the defensive backs room. I'm not sure. Are they going to be better than Miami? No, I doubt it. Are they going to be better than the Buffalo Bills, who, by the way, also gave Josh Allen a lot of money? I highly doubt it. The New York Jets got to kind of scratch and claw their way up. But adding Justin Fields to the Jets leaves Pittsburgh with one less option at quarterback. Is Russell Wilson going to come back? I don't think so. I think if they were going to do that, they would have done so already. But we'll get into Pittsburgh and the Steelers. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk more about wide receivers, because I haven't even mentioned this guy yet. He's fallen so far down the totem pole of things to discuss. I'm like, damn, Davante Adams has a new home at quarterback. I just mentioned Josh Allen. Josh Allen got paid a lot of money. And then we've had plenty of other quote-unquote smaller and minor deals here in the NFL opening period of tampering, whatever the hell they're calling it. And so we got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'll get into your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Before we went to break, we talked about a lot of the deals that have been made. That won't be official until Wednesday when the NFL season for 2025 officially opens up. Justin Fields going to the New York Jets, Sam Darnold making his way to the Pacific Northwest to play for the Seahawks. And then we talked about Justin Fields being able to reunite with Garrett Wilson, who he played with at Ohio State. And as we continue on with the show, we got more. At the top of the hour, I do want to talk about DK Metcalf on his way to the Steelers, Myles Garrett deciding to stay with the Browns. There's so much to get into. But piggybacking off of what we just talked about prior to the break with Garrett Wilson, the wide receivers moving around. Like, it's kind of crazy. There's so much movement. That Davante Adams going to the Los Angeles Rams to play with Puka Nacua is almost like a side note at this point in time. So Davante Adams is on his way to the Los Angeles Rams. The Cooper Kupp is still on the Rams. ESPN just reported a few minutes ago that if they can't trade him, they're going to dump him. They're just flat out going to go ahead and cut him. And it's not like Davante Adams is he's garbage. I mean, the guy had a solid season last year between the New York Jets and the Raiders. He came down with 8 touchdowns, had another season of more than 1,000 yards, and did all of this in only 14 games. He hasn't made a Pro Bowl since 2022, but he's good for 1,000 yards if he's healthy enough to go out there. Davante Adams just turned 32 in December. And Puka Nacua actually spoke today with Pat McAfee, and he says, you know what? Yeah, I like Cooper Kupp, but Davante Adams, I'm excited to play with him.
I thought that was pretty sweet. I grew up a fan of him and Aaron Rodgers, so being able to watch him and be like, man, I'm going to be lined up next to him is going to be it's still kind of surreal. I was connected to with him over text. I think he's out of the country right now. I'm trying to get on the world tour with him, but I think it would be sweet. We'll see when he gets out here. I know he's a basketball player too, so I gotta see what his jump shot looks like.
Okay, yeah, he'll play bad. Don't play basketball with the man. Okay, we don't need no torn ACLs. We don't need no sprained ankles. Just stick to football. He signed a 2-year contract with the Rams. Yeah, about 2 years, $40 million. But ultimately, if he sucks after year one, they are gonna go ahead and give him the boot. Just like Cooper Kupp. And what the hell is the difference between Davante Adams and Cooper Kupp? It's some of the same issues that I just explained as to why you don't want to play basketball with a wide receiver. The past couple of seasons, Cooper Kupp, I mean, everything from his hamstrings to his ankles, high ankle sprain, low ankle sprain. If there's a mid-ankle sprain, I mean, Cooper Kupp probably had it. And so he's going to have to figure out where he wants to stay. We also learned that Chris Godwin, who people threw a fit with me last week for not putting him on like a top, you know, wide receiver free agent list, the man stayed in Tampa Bay after receiving apparently a higher offer to move to the New England Patriots. So no movement there whatsoever. And speaking of a team that plays in the AFC East, I also mentioned to you over the weekend, this is news that's kind of been, I don't want to say swept under the rug, but caught up in the news cycle, Josh Allen isn't going anywhere with the Buffalo Bills. Not that there was any expectation that he would. Prior to signing or receiving his extension over the weekend, Josh Allen was going to stick around until 2028. That's now been moved to 2030 with a 6-year, $330 million contract. With this new deal, he's making $55 million per year. The only guy who's making more than him on an average basis, annual average basis, is Dak Prescott of the dumbass Dallas Cowboys, who had given him $60 million. For Josh Allen, the man just won MVP, won his first. There's nothing else for him to do but win a championship. That's it. He'll be 34 years old at the end of this current contract. That sounds crazy, but yeah, in 2030, he'll be 34. Won a title. Who cares? He's being paid commensurate to what he's produced out on the football field. And someone who knows and understands this is the man who gave him the contract. General manager Brandon Bean spoke today on Pat McAfee. And he says, you know what? We love this guy. He might as well be Buffalo Bill.
Josh, from the day we drafted him, we talked about it like this guy. Obviously people had questions about, you know, his talent level and boom or bust type prospect. But as I told him at my opening press conference, Pat, like, When you get to meet this young man, he is Buffalo through and through. He's a lunch pail, grew up on a farm. He's just your kind of guy. He's not too big for anyone, and that's what Buffalo is. It's the that's what this city is. It's the city of good neighbors, and so Josh is that through and through.
Well, he's also been a winner, and so they paid him. I mean, outside of him and Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes in the AFC, am I missing something? Is there another quarterback that you want to salivate after? I mean, Justin Herbert hasn't elevated his game to that space yet. Like we're talking MVPs right now. Forget how nice he is. The guy wins football games, and that matters. Now they got to win a Super Bowl. Come on. And they got to get to a Super Bowl. Do that first. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Jerry is here from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my phone call. How you doing today?
Very well. What's up?
Good, man. Yeah, talk about the Vikings. I don't know who they're going to get at quarterback. But, yeah, Darnold, where he finished the season, even though he struggled in the last two games, he did lead them to a 14-3 record. I was kind of surprised that the Vikings weren't able to work out a deal with him. Of course, kudos to the Seahawks who got him. You know, it's a 3-year deal, so Seahawks have their quarterback now, at least for the next few years. Now they have to fill out that roster as far as getting a receiver to replace Metcalf and Lockett. And then also with the Jets, you know, the Jets, you know, gave Fields a 2-year deal, you know, to see this like a trial period for 2 years, see how he do after 2 years. If he plays well, you know, they'll probably give him a long-term deal. But, yeah, pairing him with Wilson, you know, former teammates at Ohio State, that worked out good. So hopefully Fields can play better with the Jets there, you know, have a good 2-year run, see if he can get that long-term deal.
Man, if it only, that would be ideal for both him and the New York Jets. I'm not all that confident in that happening. However long he's there, I think the Jets will ultimately have to move on. Now, there is still room for improvement with Justin Fields. I'm not closing the door on that. But for a guy who seemingly has a little bit more of a propensity to run first before he goes out there and throws the ball, I mean, yeah, he can improve as a passer.
Yes, he can. He played well for Pittsburgh. I thought Mike Tomlin kind of pulled him a little bit too early. I thought that he should have stuck with Fields. The Steelers were winning with Fields, even though Fields didn't turn the ball. He was able to manage the game, run with his legs well.
That's classic Steelers. And thank you, Jerry, for calling from South Carolina. Like that's classic Steelers. Like, let's control the ball. It wasn't until we saw the end of Ben Roethlisberger's tenure in Pittsburgh when he was healthy that they were, like, airing that rock up, that they were throwing it. But when you think about Pittsburgh Steelers football, you automatically think about a rock fight. Like, we're going to beat you up defensively. We're going to run the football. It is textbook. There ain't no funky plays and gadgets. Nobody is going to confuse, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers football with the greatest show on turf. They are playing outside. They are playing in the cold. They're playing in the AFC North. They want to punch you in the mouth. And look, we saw what happened with Russell Wilson at the end of the year with the Steelers. Seemingly ran out of gas, right? Now, Justin Fields, when they made the switch, he wasn't necessarily airing the ball up. If you need the ball thrown through the air, you know who you were going to call. It was Russell Wilson. If you wanted to have the ball on the ground, you knew who you were going to call. It was Justin Fields. I just don't see a world. It'd be nice if you could combine them. And if you could, you'd have Lamar Jackson, an MVP. But that's not the way it is. And so far, as amazing as Justin Fields is, do I have confidence that all of a sudden he's going to elevate his game and be a great passer? Maybe. I don't know. Look, we have the prototype. His name is Lamar Jackson. Okay? Do I think Justin Fields is going to reach that place? I don't think so. I mean, if we have similar, his name is Jaden Daniels. He was doing it in his first year. Has Justin Fields been so battered in the NFL as a prospect from the Bears and the Steelers that we haven't seen that? I don't know. Maybe the world will open up for him with the New York Jets. I just doubt it. I think they'll have an okay season. But okay ain't good enough when you're trying to build towards winning a Super Bowl. The Jets got a brand new everything. Brand new GM, brand new coach, brand new quarterback. It's going to take some time. Maybe he can look good for another team. I just don't know if it's going to be the Jets. Hickey, how do you feel about Fields going to New York? Is it going to work out? Is he going to be there longer than 2 years, I guess?
I would probably say no. I'm intrigued by it, but I think this is a signing where it's like boom or bust. Like it's going to actually work out great or just be a flaming disaster where like halfway through the year, fans have written him off, he's getting booed, and he's already kind of run out of town. You mentioned before about his relationship with Garrett Wilson. I think he's a good fit with Breece Hall in the run game. I think the Jets are going to try to run the ball more, which can help out their defense. So that's a good guy. Like, that's a good fit. He's been inconsistent. I don't think he's really developed from year one to where he is now in his career. But in terms of the options the Jets could have had in free agency or even in the draft, I think this is their best one.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by it. I don't think it will work out, but I don't think it's a definite, like, really any other quarterback they brought in. I think you could definitely say this is going to be a failure. I'm at least intrigued.
Yeah. They're both in the same boat. The New York Jets need a quarterback who's worth a damn that has some upside. He needs to go to a team where he can actually go out there and play and show that he still has some room to grow, whether it's with the New York Jets or somebody else who wants to pay him. He's hoping that what took place with Sam Darnold happens for him. That, man, I can help lift up the New York Jets. I can be a part of the solution moving forward. And whether or not they pay me here in New York or whether somebody else does, I got myself a fat new contract coming my way. And now we got to see what happens with the former New York Jets quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, are they just swapping places right now? Is Aaron Rodgers going to be the next quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers? I think he should be. A matter of fact, we're going to talk about that when we come back. And speaking of the AFC North, there's a defensive end who said, I don't want to leave, after he said he wanted to trade. That's Myles Garrett. Now he wants to stay. We'll get into that. We got Ryan Harris, Super Bowl champ, coming our way in about 30 minutes. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.